Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 31, with Wrestle Club's Chuck Yeager will be on here shortly. He's from the Project Mayhem faction in Idaho Wrestle Club, so we're excited to hear from him shortly. And I'm here with Sign Guy. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right today, Coach.
Yeah, what a challenging day so far to get this show going. Had some technical difficulties, and Ron Von Hess had to call in because he was called into work and couldn't make the show. Had to scramble to find Chuck Yeager. He should be on here shortly, but you got some show notes.
Yeah, I do. So for today, if you're looking for some professional wrestling, DOA in Portland, Oregon, NWP in Terre Haute, Indiana, BBPW in Hartford, Kentucky. There's a United show in East Hampton, Massachusetts, Supreme Wrestling in Hanover, Indiana, PWE in Alton, Illinois, FFW in Panama City, Florida, SNPW in Crossville, Illinois, NGW in Crawfordsville, Indiana, PPW in Bedford, Indiana, NWF in Ludlow, Kentucky, EPW in Oden, Indiana, Midget Warriors in Nebrara, Nebraska, PWAS in Brownstown, Michigan, TCW in Somerset, Kentucky, Tomorrow Night, the big Summit Pro Wrestling Show in Greenfield, Indiana, and DOA is in Independence, Oregon tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, and then in the Northwest here, February 10th, this coming Friday, SOS will be back to Tacoma at Edison Square there. And then the following day, there's CPW's Theatrical Wrestling in Arlington, Washington. So that should be good, too. Wild Lyle scheduled to appear there. I think he might be taking on Viento for a rematch of the NGW title.
Possibly. I have not heard the exact card for CPW's Theatrical Wrestling.
Okay, yeah.
And although it's possible the rate they're going, it'll be JB Moonshine versus the Ultimate Guy Cooper in a literal death match. They've spilled a lot of blood from each other the last several weeks.
My goodness, wow. I can't imagine having it be bloody at a theatrical show.
I witnessed it, Coach. I witnessed it. Yep. I was right there.
Okay.
Blood was flowing out the arm of Jamie Moonshine.
All right. Hey, it looks like we got our guest on, Chuck Yeager from Wrestle Club. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. How about you guys?
I'm fine. How about you, Sign?
Doing all right. In the process of moving.
Okay. Hey, Sign, you want to give him the first-timer question?
Sure. Chuck, Coach would like to know, how did you get into the crazy business of professional wrestling?
It was actually in California where I started. A buddy of mine was friends with one of the wrestlers out there, and they actually got me started at WCWF in Yuba City, California, under Coach Ryan Piles.
Okay, right on. And then on my show, I usually have some standard questions, the same thing I do on Turnbuckle Turmoil, that I'm a co-host with Sign Guy. I'm really grateful for Sign Guy. Sign Guy got me my own show started, and he also helped me get you today. We appreciate you coming on in short notice for your time and everything.
Hey, I appreciate the offer.
Okay, one of our standard questions we do on both shows is, what is your favorite coffee to drink?
My favorite coffee to drink? I'm very fond of the Black Rifle Coffee.
Okay, and how do you take that? Just black?
If I'm out somewhere at a restaurant or something like that, it's always black coffee. If I make it myself, I'll add a little bit of sugar.
Okay, cool. All right, and I guess we'll just go back and forth with questions. All right, Sign, your turn.
Well, Chuck, you joined Wrestle Club partway through the year last year. You've had a pretty big run through Wrestle Club. What led you to joining Idaho's Wrestle Club?
When I left California, I wanted to continue with my wrestling career. So I got on the internet, started looking around for any kind of, you know, wrestling clubs, promotions, anything around here, and found Wrestle Club itself. Messaged the promoter, talked with him. They told me to come out, and it's been history ever since.
Nice, and you've had a pretty good run there so far.
So far, doing so good. Only going up from here.
Right on. Okay, and so my first question I always try to ask is, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, sports, music, or ordinary life, or all of the above?
Well, as far as wrestling goes, it would have to be Shawn Michaels. He's one of my all-time favorites in and out of the ring. Everything he's done for, you know, wrestling itself and people as individuals, he's just a great man. That was one of my biggest idols growing up, watching wrestling.
And what about your other heroes?
My other heroes, music-wise, would have to probably, let's see here. That's a good one.
I know, it's
probably
like,
not so much.
Concert?
It's hard to pick.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I'd say he's not too mainstream, but you might have heard of him. His name is Upchurch. I've always liked his music, the way he portrays, you know, the world as it is, no sugarcoating.
And you want to remind the fans what style of music?
That would be country.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Any other heroes that are notable?
I always got to give a shout-out to my parents, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. You know, the people who push me to keep going and doing what I'm doing. Hey, anybody who supports me is a hero in my book.
What a blessing, yes. Fine?
Well, I will only charge you $5 for an autograph the next time I see you, since you publicly said I am your hero, since I do support you. But you joined Project Mayhem, and you've been not only a singles wrestler for Wrestle Club, you've been in a tag team. You work as a three-man group. Do you personally have a preference as far as singles wrestling versus tag team wrestling at this point?
At this point in my career, I don't. I love working in a tag team as Project Mayhem. The boys and I have a great connection working there. Singles, it gives me a chance to be in my own spotlight. But I'm the kind of guy who doesn't mind sharing the spotlight at this time.
Okay. And then, did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I did parkour and free running.
And then
I never played at my school. What was
okay, that? And then what's your self-defense background?
Self-defense, I have very little, like, Muay Thai, MMA training. I never, you know, got the chance to get into that as a kid until I got older. And then that's when I found, you know, that I can actually get into wrestling myself. The parkour and free running helped me, you know, build the confidence in my body, the muscle and all that. And then training with Wrestle Club as well as other promotions that I've trained with. And just, you know, looking stuff up, practicing it myself, kind of self-taught, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people are, yes. Okay, sign.
I reference Project Mayhem for the people listening today that are not familiar with Wrestle Club. You want to break down who is in Project Mayhem at this point and what Project Mayhem is all about.
Project Mayhem is myself, our current World Heavyweight Champion, Brad Zane, my tag partner, Trey Vino. We're just taking over Wrestle Club. Our goal is to hold all the belts, run the company, own the company, make the company ours.
Okay, and then what's some of your most memorable matches you've been in or you've seen?
The most memorable match I have been in to date would probably have to be, I believe it was April 9th at the Boise Comic-Con. It was my Royal Rumble appearance. That was my first appearance in front of a live crowd.
Okay, what about some of the most memorable matches you've seen?
As far as Wrestle Club goes, the heavyweight championship match between Garibay and I believe it was Damian Black. Just the energy those two had during that match was phenomenal.
Okay, right on. I've had the pleasure and honor to work with Garibay in the Real School Army here in the Northwest. He's a great guy and a great wrestler, so what an honor. What about some of the most memorable matches you've seen on TV or live? I'm sure some Shawn Michaels matches we might have to look up.
The Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker for the streak versus career was one of my personal favorite matches of his. You can't go wrong with Mankind and Undertaker at Hell in a Cell. Jeff Hardy winning the championship at Armageddon was one big thing for me. And then Eddie Guerrero, may he rest in peace, his whole career.
Oh, exactly, yes. Definitely one of my all-time favorites, of course, too.
He was also one of my big idols growing up.
Oh, yes, I know. Man, I cried big time when he died.
Hey, we all did.
All right, Sign.
You're fairly new to professional wrestling, but you've made your mark in Wrestle Club. Do you have goals of spreading yourself out there a little bit farther from Idaho and maybe making your way to some of the other western states?
That's on my list of things to do. I mean, I'm open to take any kind of opportunity given to me, as well as, you know, reach out to other promoters in the future. My entire goal isn't to stay with Wrestle Club my entire, you know, life. Yes, Wrestle Club gave me my start, but I do want to branch out, move further in my career, and move down and to other promotions as well, show them what I can do.
Yes, definitely. And then who are some of your favorite people to work?
Damian Black. I had him in his first match back after an injury. He gave me a run for my money. Him as well as Mosca. Mosca, working with him is great.
Okay, nice.
You've got the Outlaw Rusty Fine. Livings, who gave me my first match.
Okay, cool. Any others?
Garibay himself, hey, it was fantastic working him at the memorial show we did for Veterans Day.
Oh, yes, I'm sure, definitely. All right, Sign.
Now, you have stepped up a little bit in the short time, and you've already gotten yourself professional-looking gear. You seem more relaxed in the ring. You're part of an established group now. What goals do you have in, say, like the next 6 months to a year to 2 years as far as bettering yourself as a wrestler, since you've already done quite a bit in the short span you've been at it so far?
Honestly, I want to wrestle as many people as I can, so that way I can familiarize myself with multiple different wrestling personalities and the way people wrestle, their techniques. I feel like that can help better myself. My short-term goal is for myself and Project Mayhem to get the tag belts of Idaho Wrestle Club. Long-term would be, you know, every boy's dream. I want to win that World Heavyweight Championship.
Definitely, for sure. Okay, let's see here. What suggestions do you have for people wanting to get into wrestling?
Don't hesitate on it. If you can find a promotion in your area, go for it. Don't be afraid to go in there, ask questions, train with them. The people at Wrestle Club treat me like family ever since I started. They didn't know who I was, where I was from, what I can do, and they opened up my arms. People would be surprised of how open, you know, wrestling is as a whole, not just, you know, per company, per promotion, but the people in the wrestling community are just great in general. Don't be afraid to go out there and put yourself out there.
That's some great advice. Thank you.
Now, Chuck, you might know that Wrestle Club started basically from scratch. There was not wrestling in Idaho for a long time. Wrestle Club came along 6-7 years ago, started from the ground up. Most of the wrestlers there started from scratch as well. There just wasn't an independent wrestling scene in Idaho. From what you've experienced so far and from what you know of the history of the company, how far along do you think Wrestle Club is compared to maybe other promotions if they were in a different area?
As far as Wrestle Club itself goes, yes, we did start out as, you know, a startup company from the ground up. A lot of our workers trained with, you know, our owner, our promoter, Garibay. You know, he's been teaching us, training us, building us all up. As far as it being the only promotion in Idaho, that is correct. As far as people, you know, wanting to do things outside of the area where they don't have promotions, do some research. Get a ring. Make your own promotion. If that's something you are capable or willing to do. If not, there's always opportunities to travel. I mean, traveling is great. You meet new people, you know, you see new things that you don't normally see in your own area.
Okay, yeah. And then let me see, what schools would you suggest besides just the ones you've been to?
SPW out of California is great if you're in that area. You got the old Santino Bros down in the L.A. area, I believe, of California. You've got the Cody Rhodes Nightmare Factory. Hey, that's always a good one to go to. I know a person who went through that as well. They said they loved that school, that training, the information they were given. And just any school in general is going to be good for you to start out at. They'll always give you, you know, that foot in the door no matter where you go. And that's always the first and hardest step, is getting in the door.
Yes, for sure. Sun guy?
Now, you mentioned the tag team titles, and you mentioned winning a world title. Idaho has a very specific title there at Wrestle Club. There is the Potato Bowl Championship, which is a very prestigious title held by several top talents, the first being Mr. Hickman. Do you have sights on the Potato Bowl title?
I have had my sights set on that since my very first day. It was actually my very first match against the outlaw Rusty Livings at a Ford show for Wrestle Club. as my very first match was for that Idaho Potato Bowl championship. That one is always in the back of my head because it eluded me on my first match.
Well, there's always a rematch.
Okay. Exactly.
And there would be a rematch with myself, Outlaw Rusty Livings, but currently EV Kiyoshi holds that title, and I have had my eyes set on him for quite a while as well.
And then, hey, what else do you got coming up?
Here on the 25th of February, we have our resolution show.
Anything else we should check out?
I'll be honest with you, I am terrible at remembering dates. But here soon, we do have a couple in March, as well as April 1st and 2nd. We have the Boise Comic-Con coming up.
Oh, those are always fun.
We have a show there as well.
Okay, nice. Yes, cool. All right, yeah. And then how do people get a hold of you?
Anybody can find us on Facebook. Just search up Wrestle Club. We'll pop up there. Instagram as well. If you Google Idaho Wrestle Club, you can find links to our Facebook, our Instagram. Any information you need from that, go ahead and message the club itself, and people will get back to you as soon as they can.
Okay, sign guy.
I will confirm they message me back whenever I contact them fairly quickly, but of course I am the senior official there. Now, Chuck Yeager, we do have a little game we play. Coach likes to play it on here from time to time. We call it word association. I'll throw out the names of some people that you have likely come across in your career. The first word or two that pops to mind is the answer. Are you prepared for some word association?
Let's start it.
Here we go. First one, Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve, superb. Excellent.
King Marcus Anderson.
King Marcus Anderson. Don't know him very well, but a very respectable man.
Mr. Hickman.
Mr. Hickman, I don't believe I've had the opportunity to meet him, but from what I've seen, great worker, excellent man.
Cali's best, Jay Cruz.
Jay Cruz. Whew. He's all right in my books.
Manny Levins.
Manny Levins. Outgoing. Passionate.
Trevino.
Trevino. My tag team partner, my best friend.
May Lee.
Don't believe I know that person, but they sound incredible.
She might announce you differently now that you've said that. What about Garibay?
Garibay, all around great. All around great.
The next one on the list, Rusty Livings, the Outlaw.
The Outlaw, Rusty Livings. I've got a grudge against him. Whether he owns that Potato Bowl championship or not, he is mine one day.
All right, EV
Kiyoshi.
EV Kiyoshi, outgoing, charismatic. Love him, hate him.
Last one on the list, Kiki Starling.
Kiki Starling. Funny, outgoing, charismatic. I never got to work with her when she was on our current roster. Hopefully in the future there's a chance of that.
And then sign the person that he didn't know, let us know where they're from.
May Lee is the Wrestle Club ring announcer. So,
okay. I do know her.
She'll be ring announcing
you
a little bit differently now.
Hey,
okay,
that's
so
fine.
What's her description then?
My description of her? loud, smart.
That
she can get the crowd going.
Nice. Great qualities. All right. Hey, what else would you like to plug or promote?
Hey, just, you know, come out to our shows if you can't. We're always streaming live on Facebook and YouTube as well. Pop in, watch our shows, enjoy. If you want to come out, search our page. We always have our information out on the page as to where our shows are going to be, the times. Most of our matches are announced beforehand as well, so people know who to come out, see, support. But even if, you know, your favorite person isn't out there, come out there, support us anyway. You know, indie wrestling is based on our fans and our families and people who want to genuinely come out and support us. And we do appreciate everybody that comes out and supports us.
Yes, definitely. What a blessing. Hey, Sign, do you got anything else?
Not too much. I will see you on the 25th. That's going to be a big show there at the Convention Center, I believe, and one of Wrestle Club's signature events. I don't want to see any chicanery out of you, though. I'll keep my eye on you. I know all about those Project Mayhem shenanigans.
Project Mayhem is always by the books.
Okay, yeah. You guys sound like you're causing chaos.
Now, when he says that, Coach,
we would never.
I had to go get an actual physical rule book once when the boss of Project Mayhem disputed a ruling I was making on a match.
Okay. All right, and then last week I came up with a new question for my standard questions. Favorites. What was your favorite concert you've been to?
My favorite concert that I have been to would probably have to be a Luke Bryan concert that I worked in California. There was so much going on. I worked there as security.
Okay. Nice. Yes, I got the honor to be a local roadie here in Washington for like 10 years. So, yeah, I know how that is.
That's impressive.
And then let me see. Also, who's your favorite sports teams?
Sports teams for the football would have to be my Green Bay Packers. Been loyal to them since I was 6, 7 years old. Baseball would probably have to be the Giants. I don't watch too much soccer or any other sports.
Okay.
I do like, you know, may he rest in peace, Dale Earnhardt Sr. as well for NASCAR.
Okay, yeah. His son passed on a good legacy too, though. That's nice.
Junior did. He did his dad wonders on that track.
Yeah. Okay, anything else you'd like to let us know about or touch base with?
Hey, just come out to our shows. Come out, meet the guys that we have here. Be a part of Wrestle Club itself, and let's get this company built up even more than it is. Let's build this company up and up and up. Get TV deals, whatever we need. Let's get this company through the roof.
And do they got YouTube channels, or do you?
We do, Wrestle Club on YouTube, Idaho Wrestle Club. You can look that up. You'll be able to see us. You can subscribe to our channel. All of our shows get broadcast up there. We have, you know, from the start to what we have currently, there's little snippets on there. Everything that we have for Wrestle Club itself is on YouTube, and then we do stream it on our Facebook as well at Wrestle Club.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. Anything else from you, Sign, for him?
Just that I will see you on the 25th for sure. Don't be making me disqualify you.
Hey, if you're reffing my match, all I have to say is stay out of our way.
Hey, but you know, Sign has got MMA fights under his belt, so he's no one to mess with.
Hard to beat 3-on-1.
Okay, that's true, yes. All right. Okay, Sign, what do you got coming up?
Well, of course, I'll be watching that big Purdue-Indiana game here in just a little bit. If you're from the state of Indiana, that's what you do on this day. And then a week from today, I will be at that before-mentioned theatrical wrestling as presented by CPW. I will be at Northwest Pro on the 18th. Also, will probably be swinging by the RWA school to help out with the training there. On the 25th, like I said, I'll be at Russell Club. April 15th, I will be at Paulcade, the supposed final Paulcade event. And then in July, I might make my way over to the first ever women's title tournament for World's Finest Wrestling in Connersville, Indiana. Coach, have you ever been to Connersville?
No, I am due back in Indiana. I've been there twice, once with you. And, yes, I love Indiana.
Well, I don't know if they have a spot in the women's tournament for you, but that's where I'll be in July, last Saturday of July.
Yep, and then don't forget, hopefully the Strawberry Fest will be back with CPW and other leagues that they invite to that show. Last year we was invited, but it got rained out, unfortunately.
It did. There was a massive rainstorm that week.
Yes, I know. And you guys even went to set up the ring, and it got rained out at the last second. My goodness. All right, and then you got the Sign of the Times coming up?
That should be out probably sometime within the next 24 hours, yes.
And then I'm the proud co-host, one of the proud co-hosts of Turnbuckle Turmoil. Yesterday you had Mr. Hardy on. Tomorrow we're off. And who do we got coming up?
Friday afternoon we have Pat Rose joining the show. Also have a potential surprise for that show. A week from tomorrow, the 12th, we have Viento. You know Viento, Coach.
The NGW Undisputed Champion, yes.
Yes, that's him. 17th, we have Koa out of Hawaii. The 19th, we have Nathan Noss. The 24th, we have Brad Zane out of Russell Club. Chuck Yeager's boss.
Okay, what do you think of him, Chuck?
Hey, he's a great guy. He got me in with Project Mayhem. He's been coaching me through things that I need to better myself in the ring. When I wrestle with him, it's always a great opportunity to see the things that he can do in that ring, things that I aspire to be able to do.
Nice, and I got to say, you seem like a big asset to a league. You got a great attitude, and I like what you got to offer.
I appreciate that.
Okay, and then, Sign, how else do people get a hold of you besides the left arm?
The Twitter over at SignGuyHPW, the Gram, the Book of Faces, just look up SignGuy, you will find it. I will not be in Utah on the 25th, despite a little bit of billing shenanigans, shall we say. But that's how you can find me, Chicken Bob, on all the social medias as well.
Okay, nice. Yes, and then NHL got the All-Star game this weekend. Matty Beniers, the Kraken rookie, he got injured and he won't be able to participate, and that's tragic. My God, he's having such a great year this year.
Better to sit out now than at playoff time, though, Coach.
Oh, it is. My God, and man, he's having such an impressive year. He's scoring at the same pace he did in college. But when, you know, what a difference. He was the best player on his team in college. He's not even the best player on the Kraken. So I'm really looking forward to watching his career. And the Kraken are just, they're doing great in first place lately. And also I'm enjoying the Portland Trailblazers. They've won a couple in a row. Now they're 26-26. And they're going to be playing Chicago coming up. And, I'm really excited for Chauncey Billups, what he's doing with the Portland Trailblazers, since the Supersonics were stolen by Oklahoma and the Seattle Council got $30 million to get rid of the Sonics. My God, what a travesty.
It really was.
It was. And then also here in the Northwest, we got the Seattle Sea Dragons starting up here coming up next month. And the Mariners will be reporting to spring training here shortly, too, in February. Looking forward to the Reds and the Mariners organizational reports again with myself and Sign Guy.
Pitchers and catchers report soon.
They do. And then who are you looking forward to seeing this year?
The Reds.
The Reds, of course. And then the Sounders played the FIFA World Cup, Club World Cup today in Morocco against a team out of Egypt. And it looks like we lost that one 1-0. It was sort of a weird game. The crowd wasn't even responding, and it looked like the players were jogging around. It was really weird. Did you get to see it signed?
I saw little bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Did you notice what I said? The crowd wasn't cheering, and they just seemed uninspired.
Well, they were in Morocco, so it was a little bit less than hometown response there. Nobody was from the area.
Exactly. All right. Anything else you'd like to plug or promote, Sign?
Yeah, I will say if you're looking to become a professional wrestler, Jake Oman wrestles all over the world. He is taught wrestling in three different continents. He just recently opened up White River Wrestling Academy. That would be a great school if you're looking to start.
Exactly. And then here in the Northwest, SOS has their school that they train here in Tacoma. 9 a.m. Saturday mornings for the beginners and 11 for the intermediate classes. They also have them during the weekdays, too. And other leagues train down there also, like Lucha Valencia and some other leagues train down there also. So it's a great facility, and it's nice to see that Wild Lyle and Viento do use it.
Absolutely.
Have you been down there yet, Sign?
I have not. I'm very familiar with the trainer, so I know they do a very good job, but I just not have made it down there personally.
And then one of our good friends from the NGW in our rock and wrestling that we had three rock and wrestling shows with her, the great Charlie Drown. She lives just a half a block down from the Edison Square, so if you're ever in the area there, go check out her shop she has. Just a half block from the Edison Square in South Tacoma Way in Tacoma. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And, Chuck, we want to wish you all the luck in the world. We appreciate your time and everything you do for wrestling.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yes, it's our honor. Thanks again. Yeah, and you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews of celebrities all over the world. Also, if you need any work done here in the Northwest, check out A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. Licensed, insured, and bonded general contractors here in Washington. So if you need any job done, no job too big or small, 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for military or seniors. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you guys' love and support and feedback. And thanks again. We'll see you next week at noon Pacific here in the Northwest and all over the world. Coming at you from coast to coast.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones.